Hello. Today the church celebrates the feast of Mary Magdalene, and our gospel passage comes to us from John chapter 20, verses 1 to 2 and 11 to 18. On the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early in the morning, while it was still dark, and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they put him." Mary stayed outside the tomb weeping, and as she wept, she bent over into the tomb and saw two angels in white sitting there, one at the head and one at the feet, where the body of Jesus had been. And they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken my Lord, and I don't know where they laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus there, but did not know it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" She thought it was the gardener and said to him, "Sir, if you carried him away, tell me where you laid him, and I will take him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Stop holding on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and tell them, I am going to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and then reported what he had told her. In the long tradition of the church, including its artistic tradition, Mary Magdalene has generally been portrayed as a repentant sinner. This is largely due to her being mistakenly identified with the sinful woman who washed the feet of Jesus with her tears and dried them with her hair. In reality, there is no evidence to suggest in the Gospels that Mary was any more a sinner than any other disciple of Jesus. Our gospel passage today identifies her as the woman whose devotion to Jesus brought her to the tomb early on that first Sunday morning. Her sincere devotion to Jesus also left her outside the tomb, weeping tears of loss when she discovered the body of Jesus was not there. Mary Magdalene sought the Lord, but could not find him. But the Lord came seeking her and found her when he called her by name. Like her, we too seek the Lord, and like her, we are also being sought and found by Jesus. Indeed, our Lord's search for us comes before our search for him. Even if we struggle to make our way to the Lord, like Mary, the Lord always makes his way to us and calls us by our name. He is the Good Shepherd, who, having laid down his life for us, now calls us by name. In calling us to himself by name, the Lord also sends us out, as he sent out Mary Magdalene, to bring the good news of his risen presence to those we meet. The Lord who calls us by name also asks us to be his messengers to others.